Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the traditional personal finance corner, he hails from Princeton, New Jersey, USA. He is the Sultan of Saving, the Count of Common Sense. Let's get ready for Practical!
I love that song. I never get tired of hearing the final countdown. I am extremely pumped up. Dude, you're not saying a word. I feel like Rocky coming out of that. You know, as a former fighter, I know what that music does to people. I know what it does to me. You lost your best friend over there. What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry, I'm just down. It's like, you know.
What are you down about? You're the practical guy. You live a blessed life.
Yeah, but I feel like I've been at a Paxil convention here. A Fexer convention.
What?
I'm just down, man.
Why? What's the matter? You look at your, why the long face? Like, literally.
Everybody, like, you go around and all they're talking about is this stock market downturn and, you know, what's going to happen and Chicken Little and Ebola's calling the debt and they're losing money and it's all these long faces and it's just like nobody's smiling. And it's like everybody's just down, man.
What are you talking about?
The stock market correction, or is it going to be the
stock market correction?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You don't know about this stuff, dude.
I have no clue what you're talking about. What's the stock market correction?
And you're lucky because we're down 8% from the all-time highs in September. I mean, yesterday.
Is that bad? 8%?
8 cents of every dollar. It's panic city.
It's eight cents of every dollar. Yeah. You still got 92 cents. What's the big deal?
Because somebody has a portfolio of 10,000, you know, they think, oh my god, I have all this money, and now it turns into 9,200. And people, you don't understand what this does to people.
I have no idea what's going on. My wife and I don't even have a television in our house.
Yes.
We don't.
Yes.
Well, we have a television in the house, but there's no cable. We don't have any cable. We don't have cable.
Yeah, but that's smart. And it's like, but you know, you sit there, it's like the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 460 points. And what happens is people sit there, it ruins their day because they can't. It's like the fear of loss. And what happens is everybody's asking, they call the practical guy, their advisor, and they're like, oh my god, what's gonna happen? And then you're supposed to say, don't worry, it'll all get better.
Well, you know what I say?
Yeah.
Let the Dow Jones go down some more.
Right.
That's what I say. Because if people are gonna be stupid, and I'll say the word stupid, right, if they're gonna be stupid enough to put all their eggs in the Dow Jones or the stock market, you know what? Then they deserve what they got coming.
Right.
That's just stupid.
And that's what, you sit there, cause you know the practical guy is about helping people.
Yes.
And the thing is, really, it's not just your financial life, it's your real life. And the thing is, people don't have to play this game.
This is true.
And then what they're doing is they're playing a game, again, we're investing, we don't know what we're losing, they're paying fees, and they're also, again, the people who win are the people on Wall Street to do this.
Well, it's kind of funny, because my wife was just telling me yesterday, she was talking to her dad, and her dad has some stocks, you know. She goes, oh yeah, my dad called me too. Oh, the such and such stock is down. Oh, it's down. And we're like, what does that mean to us? That doesn't mean anything. Because we're not reliant on the stock market. We're not dependent on that. The minute you start depending, and I'll say it, on man,
right,
you got a problem.
Right. But here's the right, and you're absolutely right. The thing is people don't understand that they don't have to play this game. I sit there, I've done a lot of things or whatever. I've never been a heroin addict, cocaine addict, done this. But I am a reformed kind of stock market addict. And I say, you know, I worked at Bloomberg.
Right.
And we would watch this stuff every day. It was almost like your heart's hooked up and it's like, what is it doing? Oh my God, my EKG's off.
Right, exactly.
And what I've learned over the past 2 years as we talk about money management for your street, not Wall Street, is you really don't have to play that game of the dips and worrying about it. To be honest, I have a portfolio that really has no market risk. Might have a few stocks or doing it, but it's based on what we call index products. And you know that in between, for the most part, you're not going to lose. And I don't want to get too technical, but there's a ways to do that where there's index products where you're not going to lose money.
Right.
You're not going to make as much. For instance, you can use a product that essentially guarantees you 3%. So no matter what happens when the stock market is falling, and it has a cap of you're going to make 15% if the S&P 500 or the Dow that we're talking about.
S&P, I know what that is. That's Standard & Poor's.
There you go, Standard & Poor's. Okay. Do that. But what happens is your life is not consumed by this whole market, what's happening, because it takes away from everything. And what you're supposed to do, then you call your advisor, and he says, don't worry, it always comes back, or there's hand-holding. That advisor doesn't know. But the question is, this is all wasted energy with people. Right. You know, this fear factor to do that.
Exactly right.
And most advisors are not going to tell you that there's a different way to do it. And it's not a question of different way of returns. It's that you can sleep at night. You can realize that if you save and do your own work, we can do this. And we don't have to worry about what the Dow, the S&P 500.
So if the Dow is down, the NASDAQ is up, or whatever, as long as you're structured correctly, you don't have to be worrying about playing somebody else's game where they own the bat, they own the ball, they own all the mitts, and they own the bases, and they own the field you're playing on.
Right, and that's exactly what it is, because you're playing Wall Street's game here.
And you're just running around trying to, like, you know.
And then you're calling your psychiatrist. And this guy sitting behind it, people call to me, is it going to be all right? I'm like, well, every day is going to be all right if you know exactly where you sit. Because the human psyche does not know that, oh, my God, my stocks are up 20%. Well, that they're going to come back down. Mm. But it's sad. And, you know, you talk about it with the TV, and the practical guy doesn't watch TV for the most part because it's all built on fear.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you watch the people who sit around and are mesmerized by CNBC, and then what's causing this? This is an Ebola.
Oh, the Ebola virus.
Ebola virus. Yeah. And this is going to cause this. And it's panic city. It's a plunge. It's a decline. Is it devastation?
Right.
And they play on people's fears. What they should do is people with an advisor to do this, is pay that advisor to take the worry away. They're almost a psychiatrist instead of worrying. But if you watch TV or you look at this, oh my God, what's happening?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of sad, because if you structure a portfolio the right way. Now, again, what is the danger in doing that? The danger is that if somebody has stocks or doing it, there's no limit to how high they can go. There's also no limit to how low
they can lose.
Most people are not prepared for that. Plus, most advisors are not going to tell you that, because what happens here is that when they look at it, they're not going to tell you any other way, because the one way typically is to put as much money in, they collect their 1%.
Right.
And they don't really care that much, except they like when the market goes up because they get paid on assets and does this. Oh. And I'm sitting there in my office just watching people call in, and everybody like, you got to do the hand holding and doing that. And you shouldn't really be doing the hand-holding. You should consult an advisor or look different ways where you don't worry about that. Mm. Go watch old episodes of The Brady Bunch or Family or your stupid reality show. Instead of
Netflix or something.
So the Dow's plunging or the S&P. Oh, my God. They're going to come and take me away to do this. And that's why I'm down.
Dude, it's just very unnerving to see you not smiling.
Right. And I wish people were more smiling, because again, my portfolio, I used to be someone who was in the market and you worry about this, you're seeing this, but the way you can structure a portfolio, whether it's annuities, whether it's index products, and again, we're not promoting these products. What it does is gives you security to know what you're doing, that we're not going to get the big loss. Now, what also gets me bummed out is people on 50 or 60, when this downturn hits and they're not out of the market, they're not coming back. It's kind of like, I know this is terrible to everybody, but Muhammad Ali is not coming back to box. He's
that
not
would be
back.
A very disappointing fight.
But let's say, you know, you have a father-in-law, Frank, who's in his 70s, right?
I believe he's in his 80s.
In his 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. When he loses, let's just say he has a $200,000 portfolio. When he loses 10 to 15% of that, I don't want to break it to you, but he's going to die before he gets back, because you're talking about, then you would need a 20% upside. This is why this fear is, but no one looks for the alternative.
And no, they just want to capitalize on that fear.
Right.
And by buying newspapers and letting all that crap in their house.
Right. And again, the practical guy, we're not here to be Willie Loman, the death of the salesman, or somebody who's really selling something. But I kind of wish people would come to me, and even if I want to tell them to go to this advisor to say, here's a way to do it without the fear. Like, you don't have to worry about this stuff.
Right.
If you save money to do that, that's what we're talking about.
They don't have to worry about it. They don't have to be afraid. As a matter of fact, you, Practical Guy podcast listener, you can call Scott right now today. Call them toll-free, 877-451-4141. That's toll-free. They're not even paying for the call.
No.
877-451-4141, or visit us on practicalguide.com. Click on contact, fill out the form, and somebody will get back to you ASAP.
Right, we will.
And maybe even Scott himself, if you're not depressed.
No, I won't. Maybe we can get a get a Xanax corporate sponsorship. But you know what? Why don't we call this the stock market suicide hotline? Remember when they used to have this?
Oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and the guy
calls. And we won't put you on hold either.
No, it's like, you don't understand. I've got $1 million, but the S&P 500's down 9%. So I'm going to need to blow my brain out. And I said, you know what? Let's go get a cup of coffee and calm down. But I'd love to show people, because I don't like people panicking. Because you know what is the big thing that plagues people? Uncertainty.
Yes. Uncertainty, fear, right?
Yep. And investing doesn't have to be that. But most people, because they make more money the other way, they're not going to show someone how to protect or do something because that's not what they're paid to do.
Also, I think it's true that a lot of people think in order to invest, they need tons of money.
Right.
And that's simply not true.
No, you don't need tons of money or people to do this. You need basically a plan with certainty and some security that you know if you do the work and put the money away, then we'll do it.
And that's the beauty of what you, Scott, Practical Guy, does and offers people.
Right.
You offer people a plan.
Yeah.
Simplicity at its finest.
Yes.
But it's simple, yet it's very effective.
Right. And we're trying to do that or to basically give people some sense of security and also tell them exactly what they're in.
Yeah.
Here, most people don't even know what they're in. They're calling, again, their broker or their advisor, and he's just saying, you know, well, you got to understand, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Let's press one for that answer.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Or don't worry, it always comes back, or it does that. But, you know, why aren't you, instead of calling your advisor, calling a friend and saying, how you doing today, instead of being down and panicking?
For the most part, he might be broker than they are.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
He wears that title proudly. He's a broker.
And it's wasted energy instead of knowing, hey, I know anywhere between, I'm not going to lose and I'm going to make this amount. And I know and I don't have to watch it. But, you know, again, that way people couldn't prey on him with this fear. So I don't like to see people taken advantage of, or there's enough worry in the world.
Absolutely.
I mean, Frank, you're Italian, right?
Yes, I am.
And I'm Jewish. I mean, we're like the ultimate warriors. Jews, Italians, right?
Jews, Italians, yeah, I would think so. Not to be so stereotypical, but for the most part, yeah. I mean, Jewish moms and Italian moms are very, very similar.
Right.
And but worry is not in the gene pool. It shouldn't be in the gene pool.
No, and you can do this. Why worry about your investing? You can't control
that. That's right. Worrying, actually, for you Jesus Christ followers out there, worry is actually a sin. It really is.
Right.
He sees worry as a sin because it's like you don't trust him.
Right.
So it's like a sin. But you need to make that call, 877-451-4141. That's 877-451-4141. Don't be afraid to call. It's okay. Yeah. Scott's going to help you.
Yeah, we're going to help out. And I thought this was really a timely episode to do, rather than dragging on, because the question is, we have all this fear, and I'm usually not this down.
Really, dude.
But Frank, you've really helped me here that I'm not just going to go out here. I'm going to be back next week. I'm not going to go blow my brains out.
Well, that's good.
Something not over the essence.
I'm glad I was able to help. I didn't even know what the problem was.
And we hope we can help people here.
Listen, the only way that, you know, like Scott just says, we hope we can help people. It's not that we hope we can help people like we know what to do. Scott knows what to do. The hope is that we hope you call and ask for help. Call 877-451-4141, 877-451-4141, or visit Scott online at
www.practicalguy.com.
You know, I was going for a dramatic pause there, and you jumped right on my line.
But you have to understand, I'm dead.
www.practicalguy.com. Practicalguy.com, and toll-free 877-451-4141.
Operators are standing by. Don't kill yourselves. Call us.
Is that your new tagline? Yeah, don't kill yourself. Call me.
Because we want you to be around for money management on your street, not Wall Street.
Oh, you're more depressed than you think. Now you're screwing up the tagline.
That's terrible.
Hey guys, listen, I'll take this for Scott because he needs to get a little bit more excited. Join us next week on the Practical Guy Podcast for for money management for your street,
not Wall Street.
Let's get ready for Practical!
Follow the Practical Guy on Twitter at The Practical Guy. Be sure to like the Practical Guy Facebook page and visit practicalguy.com. This podcast is a production of River City eMarketing. So check out rivercityemarketing.com for podcast production and distribution, copywriting, social media, digital video editing, illustrations and storyboards, animated videos, and all of your marketing needs. The Practical Guy. Money management for your street, not Wall Street.